Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, ensure your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Okay.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show. This is your host and your co-host, Cindy Sharp. Let me make sure I know my name today. I've been on a little vacation, guys. Maybe you missed me. I sure did miss you. So let me get myself alive this morning. So you know what we do here at 15 Minutes to Thrive to keep your spiritual business alive on the Sharpening Your Spirit channel is that we create a space and a place where healers can empower themselves in a fast 15 minutes with not only business ideas, but self-healing and support, and of course, self-love. Today we have a very important subject, and that subject is discomfort. And you know what it's like. If you're starting a business, or you own a business, or you're learning a new healing vibe in your life, and you're trying to kind of get yourself out there, one of the biggest things that comes up is a lot of discomfort. There's a lot of stuff you have to walk through. So we're going to get through that to that in just a minute and give you top three ideas to help you move through that and shift. But I want to remind you to connect with us. So first, follow the show here on Blog Talk. Connect with me at sharpeningyourspirit.com if you're looking for support and love for your business, for yourself, loving healing that you need to move yourself forward in this amazing spiritual business that you've chosen. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Google+. You can find us everywhere. So just keep that in mind. You know, if you follow us here on Blog Talk, a great thing happens. Every time there's a latest episode, you will get it. And this is, again, 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. So what that means is fast, easy information that is quick that you can implement on that same day. And one thing I'm very proud of is you're not going to be interrupted with any kind of commercials, any kind of advertisement, anything. It's just pure love for your business. So here we are. It is discomfort. I had a time this week where I really went through some immense discomfort with my business. And I thought, what an amazing thing for me to share what I got out of my own discomfort with you guys, my tribe. I'm so thrilled that you are listening today. And I'm hoping that you understand that discomfort isn't anything that's negative. You know, we are a spiritual self-love woo-woo show here, and our goal is to empower our hearts and empower our lives to be bigger and step out in a bigger, more loving way. Sometimes, a lot of times, when you're starting a business or you have a business, things come up that are discomforting. So let me share with you my discomfort, and then let's talk about what I learned through it myself and what I believe that sharing with you will make a big difference when this comes up for you. So I taught a workshop this last weekend, and in that workshop, it was something that was like a 9-month planning, meaning, you know, it was something that was something that I looked forward to for a very long time. The workshop that I teach in this particular situation, which is for a New Thought Spiritual Center church, is called Blocks to Blessings. And I was looking forward to it, you know, like a child. I mean, I was just so thrilled to be able to spread my message and spread my love out to others when it comes to, you know, doing it in person. And I love doing workshops, and I feel like, you know, that is really, and I'm saying this to you as a spiritual entrepreneur, is that is really the, to me, the absolute best way to connect with people and to get people to follow the work that you do and be, want to be involved in the work that you do. This particular workshop, I was really looking forward to. I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to bless people and love people and allow them to move from the blocks in their life and shift to a bigger, more powerful, loving space. But what happened was, not that that didn't happen, but what happened was a comedy of 1,000 errors. So some errors were that the information didn't go out to the group that was being marketed to, which was this church, correctly. Times were wrong and information was wrong. So that was one little blip on the screen. When it came to the day of doing the workshop, there wasn't one thing that went correctly. And let me backtrack for 1 second. The week before the workshop, my computer had completely gone down. It got some kind of a virus, had to take it to the shop. You know, we've all had this happen to us. And I'm one of those people that when things like that happen, I don't get myself in any kind of a meltdown. I'm very aware struggles are going to come up, challenges are going to come up. In this particular situation, I had developed the outline of the class, and my goal was that the week before the class that I would put in all the, you know, all the end things that you do. You know, so you have an outline, and then you fill in all the blanks, we'll say. So what happened was is I didn't get my workshop or my computer back, laptop, until the night before the class. What I had developed for the class was a PowerPoint-type presentation to lead people through the different exercises that we were going to do to release and heal, you know, any of these blocks that were happening with them. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, guess what? So first, I didn't really get to really rehearse. I do like to do a little rehearsal. So I just really get into the energy of what I want to share and make sure that I'm developing something that's really going to shift and help and move people. So I didn't really get to do that, which I typically do, but that's okay. You know, I just trust in spirit. Spirit's going to put me in the right place. I'm doing this to some divine loving beings that are pulled to this work and, you know, looking for this healing. And so the morning of the class or the day of the class, as I went to go set up my class, a couple of little blunders happened. Blunder number one, the overhead projector didn't work. So my PowerPoint could not be projected onto the screen. Okay, no big deal. I decided I'd just take my laptop, push it towards the class where people could see it, make it, as, you know, as big and wide as I possibly could on the screen, and that I would just teach from that. Now, I want to remind you that, you know, this is an outline of my class, and I am going to fill in the blanks. And now I am doing this in a way where I would say I literally and opening up my arms, and I'm leaning back into spirit and saying, you know, just give me the correct words. I have this beautiful PowerPoint with the right pictures and all the good stuff. I certainly know what it is that I want to create in this class, and I know what I want to help people walk out the door with. I have that in mind, but I hadn't practiced the class. The only real outline I had, because I did not have my computer, was I had printed out what exercises I was going to do and on what particular slides. So if the slide said trust, we were going to break out into a group and do some work on trust. You see what my point here. So what happens about 15 minutes into the class is my computer decided to go back into whatever ugliness it was happening the week before and it decided not to work. So here I am. I still have 2 more hours to teach people, and I have an outline of exercises. So talk about discomfort. I was completely in the wallow of discomfort because I was outside of myself. I was trusting spirit. I was trusting that not only I was in the right place, but that the right place were there, people were there that needed to get the healing and so on and so forth. But what an uncomfortable space to be in. So that was a piece of it. The next piece is that unfortunately the time of the class was printed incorrectly on different materials. These materials, unfortunately, I didn't have anything to do with, but, you know, it was part of the church. So what happened was is that some people came to the class at one time, and then some people thought it was 30 minutes later. So I'm having these technical difficulties. New people are walking in the room. The class has already been started. You can kind of see this. Before the class started, we had a problem with the air conditioner, and it went out. It was an extremely hot day. And you couldn't have the air conditioner on and the lights on at the same time. So I had to make a choice. Am I going to, you know, make people melt in this classroom, or am I going to have the lights on? So I chose, let's just do it in the dark, whatever the case may be. I am, so what is happening here in this particular situation is that I am not in a space of my comfort zone. I am in a big space of discomfort. Lots of things are not going right. It was one struggle after another, and I have to say there were even more things that happened other than the fact that I'm in the dark. I have no computer. I have no class. I mean, my whole class is on my computer. And, you know, I can see that the things that I could have done differently, but the thing that I am sharing with you is this, is that there was a lot of discomfort, and I had to learn from that experience. So one thing that I had to remember while I was there is, first off, spirit has my back. And I had to remember what the overall goal was of this energy of this 2 hours with these people. What is the overall goal? And I had to keep leaning into what that goal was. And the goal was is to help people heal and release some of their struggles so they could move forward. So that was the overall goal. So as I reminded myself that, things came to me to help them and to support them in even a more one-on-one level versus in a more of a workshop level. I figured out ways to break people up and talk to them one-on-one in a little bit of a different way, which would be hard to explain here on this show, but just trust me, it worked. It didn't work as well as I wish it would have, but it worked. And when people left this class and they left this workshop, they felt loved, which was the overall goal, to walk out from this workshop and feel loved and feel like they could take some of that love with them home. The other thing is that I had to learn is to abandon what was not working. So I had to, in a moment's second, abandon the struggle and the challenge of what was not working. And so what that looked like was immediately staying in the moment and in the place and in the energy of what was working. What is working right now? I got a lot of really great people in a room. We're all together. We're all very loving and positive and in an energy where we can really connect and just that right there was a blessing, you know. Talk about, you know, moving from blocks to blessing. We were just sitting in a blessing. And just being able to share our energy and share our love for each other and the work that we were doing was wonderful. The next thing was facing this discomfort. So once I abandoned the fact that I'm not attached to this anymore, I really had to face it in a different way, and that was facing this piece like this. And that is, I trust I'm in the right place. I release anything that I'm attached to about how this is supposed to work. And then I do what? I ask for help. I ask Spirit, I need your help here. I need your guidance. I need your love. I really don't know how to do this. I don't know how to teach for 2 hours when I have no real materials. So I just had to ask for help. And you know, by doing that, everything worked out fine. People were loved up. People left feeling supported. Was the class a little hairy-carry? Did it work out and flow just like I wanted? No. But who is to say that Spirit didn't want something different because they knew that the people in the room needed something different than I was going to teach? Maybe they needed more one-on-one self-love. And love from another person, which would have been myself, and the other way that I break them into groups and we work together. You know, we don't know the answer to that question. What I do know is when discomfort comes up, that there's probably something big and amazing and loving that is going to happen if we just walk through it, abandon our connection to it. Remember the overall goal. Face the discomfort, trust, release, and ask for help. And then last but not least, on this discomfort, I came up with a little saying that I now say that helps me tremendously if I get in these moments, and that is, what I am doing is important to the world and me. I trust that I am in the right place, and that my higher power has my back. Let me say that one more time. What I am doing is important to the world and me. I trust that I am in the right place and that my higher power has my back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So here's what I suggest. If you have some discomfort come up in your business, I hope it's not a workshop that melts down with technology problems, heat problems, and you're standing in no light. I hope you're standing in the light and all is going well. But if a struggle comes up, and they do, because part of the discomfort and part of moving through that discomfort is how we really do keep our spiritual business alive, because we have been called by a higher power to do a higher job, to do something that's bigger and that is more loving than we feel we can do. So we're going to have to move through the discomfort. We're going to have to move through the discomfort. So here's what I say. Allow yourself to know that discomfort's going to come up, and allow yourself to release it and allow yourself to let it go by using some of these techniques we talked about today on the show. If you didn't take notes, go back and listen again, because I think there's some good stuff there for you. Okay, you know how this works. We thank you so very much for joining us for this 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. I am your spiritual business coach, Cindy Sharp. If you need any support, go to sharpeningyourspirit.com, and don't forget to follow the show so you can get a new 15 minutes next week that you can implant in your life, implant in your business, and get some real healing for yourself and your business. I thank you so very much for coming today. We've gone a little over on time, but it's okay. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do, if you could for me. Share some love and light into the world this week and push yourself through those discomforts. And I'm going to sign off now. This is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host, Cindy Sharp. And you know how we end everything? It's love, light, and a big kiss. See you later.